Lord. No, I ain't gonna tell you. No, I crossed my heart to the Lord, I can tell you. They thought I was saying cross my heart to the Lord. I was saying cross my heart to the Lord. Way good, good breakfast table. Put in my place and his place. I just got to have something over there. When he get done, I puke my guts till everything. And I have with that baby. So hold on Sunday say. This, yeah, so. And they told me don't tell, they give me so-and-so, they give me such a thing. And I told them, I crossed my heart to love, but what's going to tell it?
Right up here on the, just a quarter of a mile from here.
Right above Miss Amy Walker.
Right above Miss Amy's. And that house still up there?
Yeah.
No, I never been back there.
There's an old piece sitting on the north side of the house.
Yeah. Now, you didn't have any bushes and things wasn't growed up then.
Mm-mm. Get up on that hill and see 3940. One hill.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Look clean over on our neck.
From where you was there?
Mm-hmm. Where I raised that. We sit on the front porch and look clean over on our leg.
Yeah.
Beautiful view up there. I could sit there on that front porch and right in that corner where you turn to go down to the fence in y'all place.
Uh-huh.
There was a great big old tree sit there. And when you get long by there, tell exactly who he was. When you come on around, I could tell exactly whether he was coming up the hill or going on around the road.
Yeah. Well, now, this... Oh, he died way back there.
Mm-hmm.
But now Miss Lizzie.
She died in
39. Now that's the one that you saw.
I saw her come up the hill and she never got to the house.
Now where was that?
Up there on that hill.
And she's coming up your hill? Up to your house.
I said
this is
plain as I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
And she got buried out of the house, and now that's it for me. She never got there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her spirit was long after, well, that same week, that week, that Saturday, she fell with a stroke.
Yeah.
And died that following Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
But she never did gain conscience.
Yeah. Miss Lizzie Jackson.
Saw you.
Excuse me, sorry.
I sit
right
here where I'm sitting
all of a sudden, and then Joe, you told, I don't remember the details, but you went around early one morning.
Mm-hmm.
They get up early.
Mm-hmm.
And you went around the corner of the house where the rain barrel was,
mm-hmm.
and you saw them two men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was that?
I was a token of death. Yes. Uncle Nathan and Black Jones.
Now that's Uncle Buddy.
No Bryce Jones down in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd meet them. They spirits every morning right by the rain there.
River morning.
And the last time I met
Now is that up at your house?
It was in the sun was up. But I met him right there rain down. And I went on back around the front porch with my brother was sitting there and I told him about it. He said, that's our spirit. And it wasn't long before he took down bad sick.
Uncle Buddy?
Well, when I was a child, I could see things that just as good. Well,
yeah.
Sometimes I could tell you, I said, you know, so I've seen so-and-so, so I drunk that so-and-so. I said, you know, I just don't want to get sick of. Something will happen to so-and-so family. It happened. And now, don't keep anything slip up on me. I've been seen before it happened.
Yeah.
I didn't pay too much attention.
As for Miss Boucher,
see, what I was saying, it's going to be me get sick again. Because I had been sick in February and been in the hospital. I thought I was going to get sick and get in the hospital again. Kevin being upset about something.
That's
I told Leon, I said, Leon, you know how I feel. I said, you know how you feel when it looks like something was bothering you and can't play.
Yeah.
I said, word or something. I said, I hope I don't get sick no more. He said, I hope I don't get sick no more than my goddaughter. She said, you know, she said, I'm feeling just about like you said the other day you was feeling. I said, I still feel that a bit too. But I just hope nothing happened. And we're talking about that Saturday. And that Sunday, brother called, she was in the hospital. I said, now I thought that was going to be me and Leon, you see.
Was that down in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then your mama got sick.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
doubt to see it.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was
going to
be me.
Yeah.
What
makes sense, huh? That buzzer coming in or something?
Mm-hmm. It's raining back in Black and after games here.
And then I'll be raining as well.
That's good raining over that bit too. Yeah, but it's sure raining back
in
Black. So I'm with them going and tell the doctor about how things
here. That's right.
Oh, so now I can't hold out there to the doctor, I'll be ready then.
Yeah.
Just in case she missed it.
That's right. Well, now that's right. Now she'd help you.
Mm-hmm. Now you get the age of Miss Benson, you need someone there with you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you had to go to the doctor, either you get sick or something, then they know what to tell the doctor.
Yes.
Listen.
Yeah,
rain
ain't
too far away.
And the air is coming off of it. Oh. Yeah. I can't smell it that far off though.
I bet
either.
Smell just like fresh, wet, earth when you turn.
What you got out there in the ground?
Well, he's out there in the ground.
For somebody else, huh? Where we can have vegetables instead of trying to go so many miles to get some.
Well, my neighbor, she got a nice garden. Other neighbors got flowers and things in the yard. Nice flowers out there. There you got cows to eat for.
Cows to eat feed, huh?
All them melons out there.
They're poor little farmers, them little kind of farms. They got their crops out there in the water. I got a whole heap out there, need more.
Yes. We can't get no beans out of their garden unless we get a little rain out there.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I look out for other fellas, so I see if the other fellas grow something, I'm going to get some more.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't have rain
to
blow,
then
I can't eat
nothing. Yeah. Well, you may not have much brother to love, but at least you got an appetite. Yes, sir.
Last I heard an old lady one time say, this talking about which is rain. What y'all got planned? I don't care if it don't rain, well, I ain't got nothing planned. I said, well, I ain't got nothing planned, but so many of my sisters and brothers live.
That's right.
I used to hear old folks talk when I was small. Lord, I sure wish it would rain. So if it come a good rain, so even now the people would feel better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they mean by that. And since I've been growing, I found out what they mean by that. You can feel it all so smothered and drowsy.
Dry
weather, it come a good rain, you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like doing all your work in one
day, it's raining. Yeah. We
see
Mr. Lady's mom.
When did you see Arthur?
Down to the store.
Oh, I see. I was thinking he don't come down this way.
He's been out here once.
I don't think I ever seen him
pass
out.
But
once.
Yeah, this past there.
About a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
out this way,
yeah.
So I already have no business out this way.
What are you saying?
They don't wind up not this way. No. They don't have no business out this way.
This is not the way to the bar.
Mm-mm.
Going the wrong way. You have to go all the way around. It's too long a distance, I guess.
You know, Joe, I have been thinking of that house up there on the crown of that hill up back of Miss Amy's.
Instead of on that hill, look well on Orange Lake.
Yeah. And you
every day when the trains go up and go down,
that was a beautiful scenery, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And right on the right in the front yard, we had two big amarella chinaberry trees.
Yeah.
And on this side of the house was my dear flower yard. Right in the front was the old man's on. On this side was mine. Why now I'd have more flowers than him. Well, I'd be home every day. I'd go with that other fellow home before I wasn't hit on mine.
Yeah.
Fellow Nails died. Well, I'd be home every day. I'd go with that other fellow home before I wasn't hit on mine.
Yeah.
Fellow Nails died. Chicken come, hen come off of business. Baby take a can of hen now. You have your hen, you have a foot in the rooster. Yeah. Wind down at once, chicken was mine. They ain't there. That had them just the same. Go out there and call me off from right behind my seat. And I start shooting me out to get right behind me, all under my seat. Hog, go out there in the hog pen, they be looking at me, I'll be out there asleep. Then we had a great big old boy about that house. So man told me, I'm going out there and that boy will fight you. Shoot, one day he come out there, I'd like to ride and go back. But you go in there now.
No.
No, I ain't had no sense.
You go out there to your big
girl. You watch that child all day long.
Do that, but the minute he go there and the boy see you by that child, that's the time he's like,
around, sprinkle in and watch that child all day long. Then when the other child go, you follow around. Mm-hmm. The only way he'll bite that child, touch him or something. Long as that child run out there playing, he'd be all around there with
him. He ain't gonna bite that child, but he bite me and you.
Yeah.
You mean a
loud
snake won't
bite a
child?
Mm-mm.
Not unless
a
child.
He just is playing.
Yeah.
Well, I know old Mark was raised up there on that hill. When I first see his trail, it was about like my little finger. And every evening, I see his trail go up on that house. I said, there's a snake up on this house. Girls, you don't quit lying, I'll beat your brains out. So I hushed him for a long time. I see his trail about like that. I see a snake up on this house. But every time I see his trail, I go on the other side and see him come out. He come throw that hole and go up on that house. Oh, girl, you just ain't see that snake trail on the other side. That snake ain't under this house. So, old man's out. No snake could be, so I wouldn't doubt him, none at all. Last one day, I come in from school, mother met me at the post, son back to store. Over that midway. When I come home, mama, she was home. So Rose told my mom, I'm going up there with sister where I can get bring some water for him. Mama said, go ahead. Well, mama thought about it. She come up here behind us. Just we got in there, the yard Rose jumped up on my back and went to shout about, look at yonder, look at yonder. Mama said, get out my baby back, girl, you crazy? But mama, look at yonder. When she pointed, I see it. That mother was that big around. And he was laying up there just nice, looking straight up. So mama called him up there, and she called and said, man, how you come out there? So there was a great big old snake laying right there. Right up on the edge of the house. They got that snake, and went back on you. He bited mama there. I run out of that house, that snake followed me out of that house. And I could walk all around him, he lay there and look at me. But mama get close to him, he spat at him. And they come talking about, well, we don't know how to kill this snake or not. Well, she may be done it. But he, well, I said, I ain't eating that snake. Well, y'all gonna kill that snake, don't I'm gonna leave him. Say, where you going? I don't know where I'm going. I'm gonna leave him.
Snake, oh, yeah, snake, go find him.
What?
Snake, go find him.
They have to do to a king said if I ever stayed out there in the woods.
Is that right? I'd heard that.
Those are the best things to have on you, a land if you can get a king
And I tell you one thing about king states. You can make your man here and go home and he'll follow you home.
And old right around the king states. Around the Merritt's home up here on the other side of the river. Mm-hmm. And oh, they were nice, I mean, to be around because we didn't see any other snakes while I was working up there. But king snakes.
Uh-huh.
But it frightened me one day. I went to go out with the things in the dry, and he stretched across the steps. Oh, I jumped straight up and said, Miss Mary, if you want your clothes in that dry, you put them in there yourself. I was just afraid of snakes.
Uh-huh.
And he was so long, I guess that's, I don't know how long that snake was.
He wasn't.
But they say they won't hurt you.
He wouldn't hurt you, would he?
Wouldn't hurt you.
But keep the others away.
Yes, ma'am. But if you get over some king snakes and kind of keep them in, you've got something to keep other snakes in your
head.
We saw one here, let's see, the first 3 years out there by that pine tree from my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where he went, so I haven't seen him. So
mm-hmm.
I don't guess he'll stay around and get in a mate.
Yeah.
Mr. Willis.
Willis.
I know Mr. Willis. Where was he?
Up there on the right down to the house from Miss Patterson. You know that two-story building?
Oh yeah.
Well, right there, the Willis.
That's where his sister lives.
That's where Miss.
Yeah. And that's where Mr. Willis lives.
Right.
When he got there, he played this. He be like, they play that snake.
And he had that king snake there.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
what he had? I got a snake name. He's got a name of King.
He's
go out there and call
her
and say, come on,
that's
just a
name.
Yeah, they look a little bit like
that. Yeah.
Right.
I had.
You know, like rattlesnake, just like that. Mm-hmm. Out sharp.
We had.
Okay, so they won't stay around a mean person.
Well,
now
maybe they left because we were mean.
No.
You for mean person, just like Kent states out there. A mean person move in this house. Don't care how many times you've seen them say, so that mean person move in, don't Kent states move out.
I wonder if these hawks can't move about a snake.
Well, there are no animal out there hardly bob or brown snake.
No.
Mostly birds will pick up little baby snakes. Now, hogs will eat a snake, any kind, any size.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A hog will eat a snake.
Well, a hog will eat a snake will be here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can make the bottom guard where you got hogs at. You want to live with your snake right
there. Well, Freddie oughtn't have many snakes up there, ought he?
But a snake don't mess around a hog too much.
And they gonna mess around too much with cows.
No. A lot of times, you know, the whole time we had cows in our field, we didn't see a rattlesnake. Mm-hmm. The minute those cows got out, that's the time Freddie came up with his rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, need some more cows over there, we can run them on out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason we don't have any snakes.
That's it.
Yeah, got cows all around the house. Horses.
It's all out of the reach of cows and horses.
You say plenty of snakes over there? Yeah.
Used to be all kind, all size.
Well, you know, in that little corner in the front, towards right there in front of Arthur. Now, and over next in that mist where the Collins, that little woods in there, that growed up so.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised for anything in there.
No way.
You know how to go out there sometimes, bear shake your hand.
Yeah.
But Mr. Collins, he used to tickle me. He used to put his cows out there beside the road. Right in front of Arthur's that was past.
Oh.
And I'd be going to school and I'd just to scare a cow. And he had an old bull. That bull looked like he'd make it.
You hear that fine sound out there? Listen to that.
And that bull is standing and watch me, and I stand and watch that bull, and Mr. Collins see me, so he come on down there and kill a battle cow. If you scare cows, baby, I said, yes, sir. Well, finally, he got to the place. He'd wait till he see me pass in the morning before he put his cows out there and then move them back in the evening when I come along. But I wasn't going by them cows. And Mr. Bradley over there, he had a great big old bull, Lady Valentine. Boy, if they said Valentine was anywhere close, he'd have no trouble like them.
Valentine.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame Zane, geez, but I'm going to
we got all got left.
Pass along
the
watermelon.
So they have to get them when they can't get them no ripe unless they're going to kill them any lesser place. But it's like if they're going to kill them around, kill them, they're going to get them ripe. But like they're going to Georgia on up the road, they can't get them no ripe on this.
Yeah.
It would be worth it.
I think they have to pick them more than they do the watermelons.
Mm-hmm. According to how fast they ripen.
They'd ripen faster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never worked for them.
They ripen faster. I used to get sick of picking them when we were farming.
Of these?
I'd be the first man knowing one was ready. I'd be the first man to get sick of them.
Oh, eat.
Yeah.
I'd get sick of them, because every time I looked around, I had to go pick cantaloupe. But out of watermelon cantaloupe, I kept the field clean. Every day I'd have to go out there and examine them. Boys didn't get right that night. I still need to have field.
I don't know a thing about picking cantaloupe. They don't have to cut the vine on that.
Mm-hmm.
They just pull it, and it stem comes loose.
Mm-hmm.
But can you tell by the color when you want to pick them?
Mm-hmm.
You
know. As long as they knit it all over good, you're not supposed to pick them.
Knitted.
Mm-hmm, like that.
Yeah.
I see even when it's laying on the ground, it's knitted.
Yeah.
Now, if that had been slick, white belly, leave it, because it's not ready.
Oh.
Until the seed leaves, until that belly father laying on the ground, knit.
Do you have to, I see, do you have to turn them over sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them will fool you. They'll be knitted on top, but it don't be on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you pick it up, you can see it on the bottom.
I think a fella ought to work in a lot of these vegetables, sort of get used to them, you know when they're good and when you're buying them and all.
You can't pick them when you're
doing.
You can't pick them when you're doing.
You can't pick them when you're
doing. You can't pick them when
you're doing. When they're doing.
What?
Gotta wait till the dew dry off.
What harm that do?
When you go out there and do it, you pick them when you're doing,
you're right. Oh, really?
Now you take green tomatoes when you pick them, you can't pick them with the dew on them. Or if you do, they'll turn black. And if you pick in light pink, you can't pick them with the dew on them. Now red ripe, you can pick them. Anytime.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Or a green tomato and a light pink, can't pick them when they're
wet. Mm-hmm. Now, them red tomatoes, they're not for shipping either.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go ahead and eat them.
Well, you see, the juice factories and canning plants buys red rice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they just load them on a big truck and carry them right onto the plant.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't ship them.
But the pink ripes, they don't.
You can ship the pink ones and the green ones.
We used to raise some tomatoes up the country. We staked them. I remember one year had beautiful tomatoes.
Yeah, staked tomatoes.
Huh?
That's the biggest they plant down south now, staked tomatoes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They'll find too many ground tomatoes now. On the parts of snakes so bad. And a lot of people are scared to go out there and mess some ground tomatoes on the parts of snakes.
I would too. I would too.
And one day I was picking it about this time of evening. and a little bit of little turtle about that big moved in front of the vine. I stopped and looked. I couldn't see him, but I could see the vine moving in his. I said, come here. So see, I was looking around. I said, come here. I heard something down again in these bushes. So he took his stick and just kept moving around down in there. Until he found what it was, a little old turtle. I said, you better change the vehicle. I just couldn't leave his smell and going on the truck. Little turtle about that big, he just kept going on down under the vines from me, and I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
I could just see the vines moving in here. And I didn't know that was Ralph Nick, because we killed one that day.
And I put my hand on Ralph Nick.
Mm-mm.
I said, you
better change
the
vehicle. I picked the made us when I was 60. There in 4 miles, and was going to the field to kill a rattlesnake about that big.
They get there. They get up there.
Right side the road. And all that day, the field, we had to take, to stop some of the pickles from the men, and just make them field walkers to walk down the road in front of us and kill ground rattlers.
Mm-hmm.
And the man told us that he was going to raise our wages $2 more. He paid us.